It was a little intimidating. I mean, I had been to a graduation years and years ago, and I saw a man graduate and wear his traditional regalia, and I thought it was the most beautiful thing. And even though that was way before, and I was even close to getting my degree, I always knew that's what I wanted to do. Universities tend to have very strict policies regarding convocation and, long-standing institutional traditions regarding the cap and gown. So I was nervous to kind of not go that way. I knew I wanted to wear my regalia, but I knew that there were some protocol technicalities, and I wasn't sure if I was to do it, if I would be reprimanded, or if they would withhold my degree or not let me cross the stage. So asking around, I found out that it isn't acceptable to wear traditional regalia. However, the policy is that I won't be reprimanded, essentially. So I spent this past year working on my regalia. And when it came for graduation, I had to wear the traditional convocation gown into the theater. But then once I took my seat, I took that off, and then I got to cross the stage with my regalia. It was great. The university gown doesn't give me a feeling of strength or honor that I knew my regalia would. And I think it is a huge, graduating is huge, and I want to do it feeling like going into it with that honor and respect for myself and my culture. I find that, in a lot of ways, I find sometimes it is a struggle to honor our culture and tradition within academic institutions. They don't tend to mesh very well in terms of the style of learning and testing, and but I wanted to end my degree acknowledging that I was able to go through this education, but then still at the end have that pride and respect for who I am and where I come from.
So, do you have any advice for someone who's considering to become a midwife and they're just starting on, they're filling out their first form or whatever, and what would your advice be to them?
Do it. Yeah, do it. Yeah, there's a lot of support. People want you to succeed. It's tough. But I think just when things got hard for me is putting down my medicine and kind of creating or finding those spaces where your Aboriginal identity is honored and respected. And I'd like to say that university can blend those two. Personally, I had a really hard time, so I feel like I had two different lives sometimes. But I think just like being strong within yourself and holding that close to your heart. We can get through it. You can get through it.